You've never heard a radio show like this before. Following in the footsteps of his father and grandfather, Taxi Dave drove a taxi in New York City for many years. In fact, he was born in the front seat of a yellow cab. Join us for an hour of informative discussion with the only person in America to have hosted the Today Show one time. He's knowledgeable, he's witty, and he wrote this. The only one of his kind, and presented by Melrose Credit Union, this is the Taxi Dave Show.
Things was kind of slow, see? So I cruised over to Kennedy.
Kennedy Airport?
No, Cape Kennedy. I'm looking to pick up a fare to the moon.
It's Sunday night in the Big Apple, and this is the Taxi Dave Show on WOR 710. We're broadcasting live from the iHeart Radio Studios in Tribeca, New York. I'll give them a plug. Since people listen to us across the country, you have no idea what happened. Last week, the Mets were on. And on WOR in New York, the Mets game was on. But if for those of you who listen around the country on iHeartRadio, apparently Major League Baseball controls that. And they were listening to a Dave Somebody Else show. And I started getting all these emails. It's like, are you off the air? No. Taxi Dave is here. And I'm here to stay. Oh, gosh. New York City. The only place where you can get off a ticket. Let me tell you what happened. I got a parking ticket and I pleaded insanity to it. And the judge says, how can you plead insanity to a parking ticket? I said, listen, nobody in their right mind would park in the passing lane of the Van Wyck Expressway. The case was dismissed. Great. So let me just rant about something. I rented a car. At an airport. Anybody rent a car at an airport? I don't care. You know, those listeners in Denver or Los Angeles or, you know, down in Florida or Texas or up in Maine.
Keep going. You have
Illinois.
More to go.
I've always said they should close Guantanamo and just make it into a rent-a-car facility.
So
you're getting way too funny,
so,
Mike.
I got up to the counter. Now, I paid in advance for a certain model car. It was an SUV, a Ford Explorer, okay? I paid in advance for it. And I get there, and the guy says, would you like all our insurance, the total package, or just liability? And I said, no, I'm good. For those of you who don't know, and speak to your insurance representative before you listen to Taxi Dave. Just, I don't know if there's different laws in different states, but I'm with a big company. I'm with Allstate, and I am covered if I rent a car in another state. 100% I'm covered. So I said, no, I'm good. I don't need the insurance. Well, in that case, I have to read this to you. And he starts talking to me. And did you ever listen to someone where after like 30 seconds, you kind of zone out and you're thinking about, gee, who would be a nice day to go to the zoo? So this guy's talking to me. I don't even know what he's saying. You know, we're going to lose income on the vehicle when you have your accident. And now I'm having an accident. So when he finally finished, he says, so, would you like it? And I said, you didn't tell me how much it is. And frankly, maybe you didn't hear me, but I said, no, I'm good. I don't want the insurance. Okay. Well, I'm just going to go in the back. I said, what are you going in the back for? I'm going to get your car and bring it right up front for you. I said, oh, well, that's great. Guy disappears for like 10 minutes. And he comes back in and he says, Mr. Pollock, I have great news for you. I said, oh, well, what's that? He says, I'm giving you an upgrade to a Camaro. I'm like, that's not an upgrade. That's a downgrade. Oh, that's a fast car, and it's a convertible. And I'm like, listen, I'm 62 years old now, okay? Me and my girlfriend, it's very nice, but no thank you. Well, why not? He demands. And I said, because it's low to the ground. I want an SUV, the Ford Explorer, please. Well, I got bad news for you, Mr. Pollock. I said, what's that? He says, well, all SUVs from your class. Now, I have to tell you, they give you a sheet, and I'm not kidding. There's 25 different classes, okay? Five rows of four different kinds of car. Five times four. That's 20.
That's
only sorry.
20.
Maybe it was five times five.
You forgot to take off your shoes and stuff.
Oh, okay. Wait a second.
Keep
one,
counting.
Two, 23, four. So, you know, he says, well, I'm sorry, you know, but we have a beautiful minivan for you. I said, I don't want a minivan. Why not? Because I don't like minivans. I want the SUV. He says, you know, I really should insist that you take this minivan. He's arguing with me. And I said, listen, I pay. And then I got my Bronx up and I might have used one nasty word. And I said, I paid in advance for this car. I paid for an Explorer. I paid for it because the vehicle should be guaranteed to be here when I get to the rent-a-car at the airport. It's a guarantee. That's why I paid in advance.
Right.
No refunds. And I want a better SUV if you don't have the Ford Explorer. He says, well, let me just go in the back and speak to my supervisor. Another 10 minutes later, he comes out and says, I have great news for you, Mr. Pollack. We found a Chevy Tahoe for you. I said, you know what? I love this company. I'm always going to rent from here.
Right. That was easy.
Great car.
Yeah. So just to let you folks know, speak to your insurance agent. You don't have to take that insurance. Sometimes the insurance is more than the car rental. Okay? And when they, if you pay in advance for a car, and they tell you, well, we're giving you an upgrade to a smaller car. Don't sign.
You shun.
If you, yes, you major in geometry.
You can't order through the mail. You really have to go for a fitting, Dave.
Oh, brother. There's an awful lot to talk about. By the way, you know, have you had an experience? I'm just curious.
Oh, me? I had an experience. You mean talking about rented cars or just in general?
Well...
Rent-a-car. Let's stick with the rent-a-car for now.
You're talking about that woman.
I don't want people to get, you know, get too excited.
You can't talk on the radio about what you told us before the show.
Okay, fair enough.
Okay.
I rented a car in Arizona once. Arizona. Out to Phoenix. And yeah. The guy at the counter is, I'm talking about, you know, I'm thinking, let me go rent a convertible, right? Silly me. I'm fair-skinned. I'm renting convertibles in Arizona, right?
Yeah.
So I go to the guy at the counter. He's sitting at the counter at the rent-a-car place wearing a floppy hat. He's got a big bandage on his face, and he's trying to rent me a red Mustang convertible. I said, "What happened to the what happened to your face?" He goes, "Oh, I just had a very bad bout with skin cancer." What's your name, sir? I was like, "Forget it. I'm leaving. Thank you very much." So much for that convertible.
The
doesn't make him salesman of the year. You know?
Our phone number here is 800-321-0710. If you had any experiences renting a car, I'm curious. That's 800-321-0710. We are a live show, folks. And our email address is taxihail@aol.com. That's taxihail@aol.com. Real quick, in New York City, New York State, actually, the first company was selected to perform a demonstration of their self-driving vehicle in New York. And that demonstration of the self-driving vehicle is going to take place on June 13th in Albany, near the state capitol.
Ooh.
The governor said this emerging technology has the potential to decrease accidents and save lives on our roadways. And with this approval, we are one step closer to a safer and stronger New York for all. And that company is Audi.
Really?
Yeah, Audi is the first company approved for a self-driving vehicle in New York State. So if you want to see it, and for all you hackers out there, head up to Albany.
If you've never hacked before, now's your big chance. Right. In my opinion.
I told a friend of mine that I would do this because a friend of his who lives in Tampa actually has prostate cancer. So early screening, this is like a public service announcement. Most prostate cancers are first found during screenings with a PSA blood test and or a digital rectal exam. My friend Ben Dover had that done yesterday.
Why do you look at me when he says rectal exam? Why is that? Am I that stupid? I don't know.
Older men are more likely to develop prostate cancer, as the chance of having prostate cancer rises rapidly after age 50. About 6 in 10 cases of prostate cancer are found in men over age 65. African Americans are at the higher risk than Caucasians and Hispanics. Mm-hmm. So it's definitely a racial disease and a racist disease. Prostate cancer occurs less often in Asian American and Hispanic Latino men than in non-Hispanic Caucasian men. So there are some risk factors, and check yourself out if you're over 50 for prostate cancer. It's time for, that prostate exam. In fact, you know, I go once every 2 or 3 years. I'm due. And, you know, the first time I went, they tell you to count back from 100, and by the time you hit 98, you're sleeping. You don't even realize it. And the guy, you know, went into me. I mean, he didn't even play music.
He doesn't write. He doesn't call.
No, he doesn't. Very, very upset with that.
You know, when I had, some of us are all adults here, hopefully, on the show. When I had my exam, they didn't give me enough anesthesia. So I was kind of loopy while the procedure was taking place. So I got a pretty much the...
How would you know?
I had the world tour, you know? And the worst thing was, they had the nurses were very, very gorgeous women. And there's one time in my life I wish the women weren't that gorgeous, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Okay.
And they found a Rolex when they were doing it. I couldn't believe it.
What was that from? Which movie was that from?
What, with the Rolex?
Yeah.
I don't know. I think it was from when I was in college.
Nah. Christopher Walken gives his whole speech to Bruce Willis as a kid. Why can't I think of the name? Our phone number is 800-321-0710. And Bob, you're first up on the Taxi Dave Show.
How you doing, Dave? And thank God you're back again. I was missing you last week.
Yeah, let's go Yankees. I mean Mets.
Around the block. There we go. All right. You have heard that Amtrak got smart. They actually said, well, we may put some of our services up in Grand Central.
What?
Yeah.
What'd you say?
They're going to put some services up in Grand Central.
What kind? Shabbos services, Hanukkah services, Christmas services.
Holy
day.
Some of the departures and arrivals up in Grand Central instead of Penn.
Well, you know, it's funny that you mention it. Because the bad news is, for all you commuters on Amtrak this week just announced that there will be service cutbacks during the summer, okay?
Oh. And summer
service
too, by the way.
Cutbacks. They're expected to close 3 of 21 tracks at a time for 7 weeks, starting in July, actually. Okay, now, we already know there were recent derailments in Penn Station. What wasn't publicized last month, a raw sewage pipe cracked. And I'm not kidding. This is true. And commuters were doused with raw sewage.
Oh.
So one of the commuters were asked what he thought about it. He says, it's an improvement. But that really did happen.
Oh, that's
okay.
God.
Welcome to Penn Station.
Yeah.
You stink.
Did they charge extra for that? I'm just curious.
I don't know.
Well, we've got so much railroad trouble in New York State right now. It's ridiculous.
It's what?
There's so much railroad, foul-ups in New York State. It's ridiculous.
Yes, it is ridiculous.
You expect with the MTA, it's 50 years now, why have not they made real improvements? I don't know the answer to it.
Well, they just wait until there's nothing proactive. They wait until there's a problem. They fix the problem and say, we need more money. We need more money. We need more money.
Well, think of it this way. Look at the traffic accidents they have. The same thing. 4 or 5 people get killed. Then they put traffic lights in.
Yeah, I mean, it's ridiculous. Right. I mean, I used to take the train. I've said it before. And 9 out of 10 times, and I'm not kidding. Okay, maybe 8 out of 10 times. 4/5. I'll fractionalize my, you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
80% of the time. 80% of the time.
It's good to be you.
The trains were late. Why do you think I have you here, Claire? You're a teacher. I need you to correct me.
This is scary.
So, I mean, they were late without the train derailments. You know, I was in a train derailment inside the tunnel. And just a reminder, there's only one tunnel that goes into Penn Station and one tunnel that goes out. And it's like 100 years old or something. It's ridiculous.
Largest
city in the world.
There's a forum on...
There's a forum? No, you didn't get
it. There's four from the Long Island side, and there's two from the Pennsylvania side.
Okay, I'm going into Jersey. Yeah, there's two. One going in and one going out. And if you live upstate New York, like I do, you have to go to Jersey. Okay? People outside of New York, if you're listening to me, yes, we had a large... look, my grandparents were Polish, so I just want you to know, I can say this. We had a large Polish contingent in government when they designed the train system. To go upstate New York, we have to go to New Jersey. That's the way it works in New York. You have to go to New Jersey, and then you go north. You can't go north here, God forbid.
I'm just curious, how much, since Dave, you're in the middle of all this political stuff, this is Dave's bag. Dave knows everything imaginable. I'm impressed by his political knowledge in New York City and state. How much of this Long Island Railroad mess and Metro North mess do you think is affecting the glut of Uber cars? Do you think Cuomo is now so desperate that he's trying to pour these Uber cars onto the street? Is that what you think's happening?
You know, it's interesting, Mike, because I have some New York economic statistics, and in the statistics for the first month, April, all the statistics are in on transportation. And in New York City, subway rides are down. Bus rides are down for the first time in a very, very long time. And believe it or not, vehicles going over the toll bridges are down for the first time. Yet, there was a study. I'm going to read something for Fox News. Yes, Taxi Dave is going to read something from Fox News. And this just came out last week. And I'm going to quote this long sentence. Never before in New York City has there been more traffic-related congestion and delays than currently due to a combination of an unprecedented number of vehicles on the road, along with construction projects and repair work on bridges and tunnels. Now, in case you don't know, in the last 5 years, more than 100,000 vehicles have been registered in New York City alone. That's new vehicles.
Wow.
100,000 new vehicles in the last 5 years.
Now within the city, you're saying?
In New York City.
Ugh.
So think about your block. Think about your neighborhood. Think about where you go to get your groceries. Okay? 100,000 new vehicles in New York City. And most of them are probably app-based vehicles in Manhattan. Well, we know 50,000 of them are anyway.
You know, the math on that, that's 10 million, over 10 million square feet of new vehicle within New York City, and the parking, and the traffic, and the blah, blah, blah. And you're right, the majority of them are these brand-new drivers for TLC who's popping them out like gumdrops. And I honestly think that's why the yellow cab business is coming back, because a lot of these non-yellow drivers have had it with going out and making $50 a day, and they're literally pouring back into the yellow cab garages. So if for nothing else, I'm glad about that. And that's why we have the medallion system, because in 1937, it was complete chaos on the streets, and they put a cap on the number of cabs on the street. So it's a system that works. And I'm wondering, Dave, if you think the I'll ask you a question, because I don't know. If the taxi commission will readdress the fact of they might need a cap on for-hire vehicles, are they ever going to go there?
They tried going there about 3 or 4 years ago when this whole thing started, and at the last moment City Hall pulled the plug on it. There was going to be a cap because they wanted the rules and regulations to catch up with the technology. And actually, that would have helped the yellow taxi industry catch up with technology also. But City Hall pulled the plug on it, and uncontained growth. Okay? We have air pollution. We have
noise.
Did you ever feel the heat from your car? You turn on the air conditioner. A couple of days ago, it was really hot. or sometime whenever your AC is hot, it's hot outside, you turn your AC on, and you feel the heat outside your car. You can feel that heat.
Yeah.
100,000 new vehicles just in New York City. What about the millions that are already registered? Think about that extra heat, that extra pollution, greenhouse effects. Yep. Not to mention traffic and congestion causing more traffic and more bad air from buses and trucks and diesels. Here's our email. This is from Arkan. Hello, Taxi Dave. My question for you tonight is, when is my car considered a private vehicle? If I'm off duty and my roof light is not on and I'm not logged into the system and I'm on my way home driving, wherever my car is a private vehicle, or is it still a TLC vehicle? Because recently I was leaving the airport and a Port Authority police officer pulled me over because I was smoking and told me that he gives a lot of tickets for drivers smoking in these cars. I explained to the officer that I'm going home. This is my car. My light is off. He asked me to open the door, pointed to a barcode and said, "That's placed in the car by TLC. These cars are owned by TLC." And no matter what I said and explained, let me just see the medallion. I guess he didn't want to go back and forth, so he said, "I'm giving you a break today. Don't let it happen again. So will you please explain to me, is my car always a TLC vehicle? Or when I'm working and the light is on, am I logged onto the system looking for fares? Thank you." Oh, this is from Mario. Okay, Mario. This is the way I look at it. If I was a judge and I saw a summons for you smoking in the car, if you were logged off, folks, in New York City, taxi cabs, you have to log on before you go to work. You put your code number in or your hack license number and a code in, and now you're logged on. When you log off and you're going home, you're probably going to be off the road for 8 hours. And if you're logged off and you're roof light is not on, because they used to have an off-duty light. Now, when you log off, the roof light goes off. So there's no, you can't see a light on the top of the roof, which means you're not working. So you've proven you're not working. And inside your vehicle, when you're not working, and you're going to be off in the next 8 hours, that's your car. You paid for the car. You said you owned your own medallion. That's your car. You are under the rules and regulations in New York City. When you're working, you are under the rules, and you are not allowed to smoke in that vehicle at all, even if there's no passenger in the car. But when it's your private vehicle, and to me, you're logged off, that's your car. Smoke all you want. Okay? I think you confused that police officer. So, Mario, Ozendoma, thank you so much for sending that in. And we have this from Karen. The tax stamp bills are due by June 20th. Tax stamps. For all you folks who don't know, New York City taxi cabs pay tax stamps. One night in the 1970s at a midnight session of the New York State Legislature, they came up with a way of making more money. They said, hey, let's charge cabs $1,000 to use the streets of the city of New York. And that's where the tax stamp came in. Okay? Is it still $1,000?
I think they chop it like half and half. They do it like a 5 and 5 or a 6 and 6. God knows. Real quick, so long as you're on the subject of traffic, irony is that the city council tomorrow, 4 years later, when they could have capped the street cars for hire vehicles, they are finally going to address the monster traffic in Manhattan. Apparently, there's a city council meeting tomorrow, Monday, at 10 o'clock. And then there's a little follow-up for those of you who can't get enough politics. There's going to be a taxi commission meeting also this same week on Thursday. So, Dave, just preliminarily speaking, tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock with the city council meeting for looking at the traffic, what's the usual protocol at these city council meetings?
Usually what happens is is this part of the transportation committee or is this a stated meeting? If it's a stated meeting, it's the speaker. If it's a transportation committee, it's the head of the transportation committee, Ydanis Rodriguez, who's been on our show a couple of times. But regardless, what they usually do is the person in charge, the head of the agency or the speaker, will speak about the issue for about 5 or 10 minutes, and then they will have a panel of city agencies. In this case, I would imagine the Department of Transportation, probably the Taxi and Limousine Commission, and other agencies who are affected by traffic, like emergency vehicles. Hello. Mm-hmm. You will see Congestion Kills People and Businesses is the title of my editorial, coincidentally, this month, because enough is enough. And, you know, Mike brought it to our attention that the Taxi and Limousine Commission chairwoman, who's also been on the show a number of times, did state that they're expecting in this fiscal year 35,000 new vehicles to be registered. In the last 5 years, 100,000 were registered. 35,000 new vehicles?
Where are they going to ride? On the sidewalks now?
You know, a follow-up on that, a follow-up on the follow-up is apparently de Blasio has stated that the cops are going to start getting tickets effective tomorrow for placard abuse. Do you hear anything about that?
The cops or the Board of Education?
No, apparently I heard on one of the news channels that cops are being asked to write some other cops tickets starting tomorrow for placard abuse on parking.
No, that's going to go over real big. That's going to go over real big. And you know what that means? That means yellow cab drivers will get more tickets.
Oh, man. So they got the 2% raise and the placard abuse tickets coming in. So I'm sure the cops are all excited about de Blasio.
Okay, the TLC, let's just see, the first item of the agenda, I don't have the agenda for the meeting. I knew what it was, but I forgot. At the TLC. But more congestion? That's something I'm very interested in. So I will be down at City Hall tomorrow morning. It's a shame, because I'm only like 6 blocks from City Hall now. I have to go all the way home tonight, after the show, in the rain, and then tomorrow morning, in order to get to City Hall at 10 o'clock, I have to leave like 6 in the morning if I want to beat the traffic. It's crazy.
And speaking of which, the Taxi Insider newspaper is on the streets right now. And if you want to put an ad in the Taxi Insider newspaper, you can call 718-706-TAXI. That's 718-706-8294 to put an ad in the Taxi Insider newspaper at your local cabbie watering holes as we speak.
Also, when we come back, you know, before we take a break, I'm looking for sponsors. Our major sponsor is Melrose Credit Union. You can get there from here. I want to thank them. And my contract with WOR expires in September. And I'm looking for new sponsors. So if you're interested in being a sponsor on the Taxi Dave Show, we are live. We are national. Well, we're national online anyway, but we do have listeners throughout, you know, we get calls from California, from Chicago, Florida, all over the place.
New Jersey.
New Jersey, Connecticut.
I heard the show in Pennsylvania.
I have some interesting news for you folks in Connecticut as far as accidents go. Anyway, when we come back, we'll take some more of your calls at 800-321-0710. Our email address is taxihail@aol.com. I'm Taxi Dave. We're here with JFK Mike. We're here with Claire at the Tribeca Radio Studios in Tribeca, New York City. Stay tuned for more of the Taxi Dave Show.
The relationship that you have with your bank is the third teller from the left, then maybe it's time to rethink your relationships. At Melrose Credit Union, they believe you should get much more from a banking relationship. That's why they provide their members with a business services specialist, a dedicated individual who takes the time to get to know you and who is responsible for handling every single interaction you have with the credit union. So you can continue to wait for teller number 3 or head over to Melrose Credit Union. They look forward to getting to know you.
Different Insurance Company is located at 3601 43rd Avenue in Long Island City, New York. Hereford has served the for-hire industry for over 20 years. We are very proud to meet your commercial auto, workers' compensation, and fire, theft, and collision needs. Please visit our website for additional information at herefordinsurance.com, www.hereffordinsurance.com, or contact us at 718-361-9191. Hereford Insurance, we help move New York. My father drove a yellow cab with Neil Greenbaum's father, Andy, who was the founder of All Taxi Management. You, too, can join the All Taxi family. Drive yellow and earn green. You can now own a brand-new Wave, which is a wheelchair-accessible vehicle, for only $797.99 a week and no money down. You will earn 50 cents for every trip you take. The car basically pays for itself. And to top it off, the first week is free. All taxi management is located at 41-25 36th Street in Long Island City, and that is conveniently located near the 7 train. With many cars available, new or used, work with the folks who have a great reputation. Call Max or Mr. L at 718-361-0055. That's 718-361-0055. Must meet certain requirements. If you're driving a yellow cab and you want to make more money, okay, listen to this. So you dropped a customer, it's time to find your next fare. Should you go to Penn Station, downtown Broadway, to Times Square? Wait, maybe there's a concert ending at Carnegie Hall. Stop guessing. The Street Smart app will guide you to your next fare. Using data from multiple sources, Street Smart will direct you through the route with the most chance to find your next fare. Not only that, drop the passenger at the airport. Should you stay or should you go, Street Smart will also give you the status of LaGuardia and JFK parking lot. So stop guessing. Start driving smart. Download Street Smart now. Search for Street Smart in the App Store or Google Play and look for the yellow cat. It's not magic. It's technology. And by the way, I got two emails from drivers since last week. They were a guest on our show. And those two drivers said they are making more money and there's less time in between drop-offs and pickups since they're using the Street Smart app. This is the truth, guys. Street Smart. Pearland Brokerage is one of New York's oldest and largest insurance brokers, specializing in all forms of TLC insurance. They represent many insurance companies for black cars, luxury and car service vehicles, medallion taxis, and green cabs, so you can be assured that you will get competitive pricing. You can get your TLC required liability insurance, as well as fire, theft, collision, and workers' compensation coverage. Pearland can also help you with your personal and other commercial insurance. For your convenience, Pearland has 6 offices located throughout the city. To find their locations and hours of operation, visit their website at pearlandbrokerage.com. For all of your insurance needs, go to Pearland.
Hey, taxi!
Where to, buddy?
The Taxi Dave Show.
Me and my uncle went right down South Colorado, West Texas bound. We stopped over in Santa Fe. That's in the point, just about halfway.
The Taxi Dave Show is back. I'm Taxi Dave. We're here with JFK, Mike, and Claire. Boy, that was the Grateful Dead. Dead and Company had their kickoff tour out west. I won't say I was there, but it was great.
Yeah, it was bad.
You know, you live in Connecticut? We have Connecticut listeners all over the place. Data shows that there's an increasing number of deaths. Ooh. On Connecticut highways.
Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun, dun. Last weekend, 3 motorcyclists were killed. That brings the number of fatalities. You ready for this? To 108.
108?
Yeah, but that's not just that's not just this year. That's going back. The number of people... Oh, no, it is this year. Because the number of people killed on Connecticut roads in 1987... No, in 2015 was 87, and in 2014 it was 80. There's 108 people killed on Connecticut highways in 2016. That's crazy.
Yeah.
That is absolutely crazy. And most of them, you know, we said the most dangerous highway in the tri-state area is that Taconic, because it's the longest and it has
windy
and narrow.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you take your eyes off the road for a second. And I have to tell you, I see people on highways glancing at their phones all the time.
Yep.
See them texting once in a while. I mean, and there's still people that don't have hands free, that have they're holding their phones to their ears.
They have tablets. They have like the computer tablets on the steering wheel. Like if you want to see that in action, I don't know about Connecticut, but the Van Wyck at 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock, these people have lost their minds. They don't even care who's watching. They're just sitting there with cell phones and tablets resting on their steering wheels going out towards Long Island. And the inmates control the asylum. I mean, I don't want to rat anybody out, but texting, I think, is worse than speeding and weaving and stuff like that. So you're not even looking at the road. You're looking down. And that's the other thing. They're not even doing mix and match with watching the road and watching the phone. They're looking straight down at their phone, and they're always slamming into somebody. It's an outrage. And they hide next to cabs because the cabs are tall with the roof lights and the advertising on top.
Oh.
So they'll, like, hunker down in your blind spot, and you're ready to change lanes in a cab, and all of a sudden there's some nut texting who's hiding next to you so you won't be seen by the police. Don't get me started. We'll be here all day.
Here's an email from DZVEN. VIA, that's one of the app companies, VIA. VIA drivers or VIA drivers are putting the VIA logo on the exterior of their cars. It is roughly the same size as the yellow's T and placed on the doors in the same place.
Right.
This is a clear violation. Will the TLC do anything about it? I don't know. Will the TLC do anything about it? I guess this is the first we're hearing about it. You know, they listen to the show, folks.
Right.
So, you know, anything you want to say, you want to email me, you want to come on the show, call us at 800-321-0710. Here's an email from Florida. On Monday, June 5th, Florida's telling us about the city council meeting tomorrow. On Monday, June 5th, a meeting is scheduled at the New York City Council. The question they will be discussing is traffic and what can be done to alleviate the overabundance of this evil. Well, the answer to me is obvious. Someone has to go. There are taxis that have been serving the public for over 100 years. There is private traffic that citizens are free to have. There are emergency vehicles, police, fire, and ambulances. There are commercial vehicles that deliver goods and services. And there are for-hire vehicles that are taking advantage of society in every way possible. They overcharge the customers. They cheat their own drivers. And they defy all rules and regulations that they don't favor. Is there any question of what would be fair? Anyone care to comment? I guess that means us.
I'm there. I'm listening. We care.
Yeah, well, it's funny because it has a lot to do with my editorial.
Right.
And I know it's not online yet, so he doesn't, you know, Florida hasn't really seen my editorial.
But they will.
But yellow cabs have been serving the public for 100 years. And people who want cars who live in New York City, that's fine. For the 13,000 yellow cabs, which were all purchased from New York City, well, at one time or another, by the way. Okay, commercial vehicles, you like restaurants? The food gets there by truck with deliveries. You like to buy clothes in New York City? The clothes get there by truck with deliveries. Everything you purchase in New York City gets there with deliveries and traffic. And there's one group of vehicles that are over the top. 35,000 more FHV vehicles this year. They're expecting. Come on. You know, what would be fair? Yeah, you were right, Mac. What's your name again?
I've been called worse. Don't worry.
Okay. JFK Mac.
Yeah.
You were right. There should be a limit on them. There absolutely should.
Well, don't you think if the city capped the for-hire vehicles? Now, this is all about revenue. They had to cancel a taxi medallion auction because of this stuff. And don't you think if they had some kind of cap on FHV and Uber and Lyft and all these cars, that there'd be some there for the cabbies if they might finally get some equity? Because a lot of these cabbies, when they get non-yellow cars on the road, they're not getting equity out of, let's say, they call it the sweat equity. A cabbie, you buy a medallion, invariably it'll go up. We've had a rough couple of years, but invariably the medallion will go up, in my opinion. But if they cap the number of FHV vehicles, wouldn't that make the driver of that car in a great position to get some skin in the game?
Absolutely.
I don't know why the city isn't doing this.
It would. There'd be more money for the drivers.
And
fewer cars, same amount of fares.
I would venture to say if they had 100,000 non-yellow vehicles and they said, okay, we're going to cap it, some of the drivers would fall away. But you might have, like, this whole new industry develop where everybody makes a living, everybody gets some equity, and I don't know at what point the city, when the bell's supposed to go off for them to do this, because right now the drivers are hurting, and as much as I'm not too thrilled with the whole, Uber, FHV stuff that's going on now, I do feel for the drivers because a lot of them used to drive yellow cabs, went over there, and they regretted it ever since. And it just seems it's a mishmash now that is needless mishmash. Does that make sense?
Perfect. Excellent grammar.
Here's an email from Godratola. Okay? How many times do I have to mention this? The solution to reviving the taxi industry is a $30 congestion toll from 14th Street to 57th Street, yellow cabs being exempt. Stop going in circles.
Ooh.
So a $30 congestion toll between 14th Street and 57th Street, and yellow cabs are exempt. Huh. Interesting.
Very.
If they did that, I'd need a wheelbarrow to bring in the money. That, you know, I'm on board with that. No problem.
So is he saying that FHV should pay the $30?
Well,
so if you're taking a VIA, a share a ride, where you pay $5 a person and three people or four people get into a vehicle in the 90s and the 80s to get to 42nd Street, now that guy has to pay $30?
If they're taking an Uber or a vehicle, I think each passenger should have to pay that $30, yes.
Okay. Okay, there you go.
Mike for president.
That's right.
Thank you, Gadgetola. Oh, and when I go to City Hall tomorrow, when you go to City Hall tomorrow, Taxi Dave, don't forget, remind them of the $30 congestion pricing toll. Absolutely. That's exactly what I'm going to do. And June 8th hearing, is this what I was looking for? How nice. People are actually sending me, when I say I don't know what I'm talking about, they want to make sure I know what I'm talking about. I like that.
I do.
Very
too.
Good.
With the new toll system where there's no like human at a toll booth looking at drivers, how do they know who's on drugs, who's drunk, who's an escaped serial killer with blood all over their shirt? How do they know? There's nobody watching the store now because they don't have cops at toll booths anymore. And I'm just wondering, all that is gone and the toll goes up. I mean, maybe if the toll went down to half price, it would make sense, but they kept the toll the same. They got rid of the tunnel cops. They have, I think, state troopers sitting on the side. I don't know what they're doing, but it's amazing how this stuff works, because they did used to grab a few crazy people at these toll booths, and now the toll booths are gone. I'm just wondering how they're going to grab the crazy people.
Here's an email from Ruth from Michigan. I come to New York a lot. I think Uber should be asked to collect a surcharge from each of the fares to help out Amtrak. If the New York City taxi medallions were thriving like 5 years ago, I'm sure they would have been forced to help out Amtrak by collecting yet another surcharge from their passengers. So if the city is so thrilled with Uber, they should start picking their pockets like they've done to New York City yellow and green cabs.
Yeah, yeah!
Yeah, all right! Ruta P, let's go, Michigan. Yeah,
right.
Michigan. I love Michigan.
Me
That's
too.
Great. Listening online, it's a wonderful thing. Gloria, oh, you know what? I'm sorry. We got a break. We'll take Gloria's call right after the break. And that first song you heard at the beginning of the show, that was Jason D'Amico, actually. He's a great young musician, been on the show before. He's making tremendous strides. And you may see him on Quantico soon. Okay?
Ooh.
Stay tuned for more of the Taxi Dave Show, brought to you by Melrose Credit Union. You can get there from here.
The relationship that you have with your bank is the third teller from the left, then maybe it's time to rethink your relationships. At Melrose Credit Union, they believe you should get much more from a banking relationship. That's why they provide their members with a business services specialist, a dedicated individual who takes the time to get to know you and who is responsible for handling every single interaction you have with the credit union. So you can continue to wait for teller number three or head over to Melrose Credit Union. They look forward to getting to know you.
Giffen Insurance Company is located at 3601 43rd Avenue in Long Island City, New York. Hereford has served the for-hire industry for over 20 years. We are very proud to meet your commercial auto, workers' compensation, and fire, theft, and collision needs. Please visit our website for additional information at HerefordInsurance.com, www.HerefordInsurance.com, or contact us at 718-361-9191. Hereford Insurance, we help move New York. My father drove a yellow cab with Neil Greenbaum's father, Andy, who was the founder of All Taxi Management. You, too, can join the All Taxi family. Drive yellow and earn green. You can now own a brand-new Wave, which is a wheelchair-accessible vehicle, for only $797.99 a week and no money down. You will earn 50 cents for every trip you take. The car basically pays for itself. And to top it off, the first week is free. All Taxi Management is located at 41-25 36th Street in Long Island City, and that is conveniently located near the 7 train. With many cars available, new or used, work with the folks who have a great reputation. Call Max or Mr. L at 718-361-0055. That's 718-361-0055. Must meet certain requirements. If you're driving a yellow cab and you want to make more money, okay, listen to this. So you dropped a customer, it's time to find your next fare. Should you go to Penn Station, downtown Broadway, to Times Square? Wait, maybe there's a concert ending at Carnegie Hall. Stop guessing. The Street Smart app will guide you to your next fare. Using data from multiple sources, Street Smart will direct you through the route with the most chance to find your next fare. Not only that, drop the passenger at the airport. Should you stay or should you go? Street Smart will also give you the status of LaGuardia and JFK parking lots. So stop guessing. Start driving smart. Download Street Smart now. Search for Street Smart in the App Store or Google Play and look for the yellow cat. It's not magic. It's technology. And by the way, I got two emails from drivers since last week. They were a guest on our show. And those two drivers said they are making more money and there's less time in between drop-offs and pickups since they're using the Street Smart app. This is the truth, guys. Street Smart. Berlin Brokerage is one of New York's oldest and largest insurance brokers, specializing in all forms of TLC insurance. They represent many insurance companies for black cars, luxury and car service vehicles, medallion taxis, and green cabs, so you can be assured that you will get competitive pricing. You can get your TLC required liability insurance as well as fire, theft, collision, and workers' compensation coverage. Pearland can also help you with your personal and other commercial insurance. For your convenience, Pearland has 6 offices located throughout the city. To find their locations and hours of operation, visit their website at pearlandbrokerage.com. For all of your insurance needs, go to Pearland.
This is the Taxi Dave Show.
I hope you guys have an extra hour. 1 hour is really not long enough.
I'll have no voice left if I do that every Sunday.
Lord knows I got no more tears to cry for you. It hurts me just as much as it doesn't for you. Cause even if I tried, Lord knows I got no more tears to cry for you.
Taxi Dave Show is back. And on that happy note, that's Jason D'Amico. He'll be with us in a couple of minutes. Gloria, you're next on the Taxi Dave Show.
Hi, good evening, everyone.
Hi.
Hey, Gloria. Gloria.
Long time you don't hear from me, huh? I've been hiding. I've been putting my pillow in my head since, right, I want to suffocate myself after waiting for 8 hours almost to speak with the commissioner back in April. I'm going to say about April 5th or whatever.
What do you mean, waiting 8 hours? Were you on the phone for 8 hours?
No, online to speak with the commissioner about how our income has been affected by the traffic, by Uber, by everything else. And we're what, in June?
Yep,
we haven't heard one thing about how is she planning to help us out with our industry.
We had this big economic meeting with the taxi commission a while back. That's what Gloria is referring to. And the silence is deafening. I mean, are we getting more money for the drivers? Are we not getting more money? What's going on? Because, Gloria, you brought up a great point, because there was a big meeting. They wanted to find out what the economics are for the drivers in this industry. And by law, they're supposed to keep an eye on it. And, Gloria, you drive a green car, right?
You know what that
was
all about.
Yellow.
That
my
was all about, as a result of that meeting, is considering Uber putting tips on their app for the drivers. For the Uber drivers.
That's what she came out. In less than a week, Uber can get tips. How about us? Is it like They're shutting us out? Where is this industry
going? Well, you know,
going?
Yellow cabs collect a 50-cent surcharge for the MTA, a 30-cent surcharge for wheelchair-accessible vehicles, and a lot of passengers don't realize that those surcharges don't go to the driver, and it comes out of your tips. Right, Gloria?
That's correct. And if you don't pay it, they stop your meter. I did it on purpose this month, actually. I didn't pay my 30 cents to see what would happen. They said they sent me a letter. They never sent me a letter. Little did I know, my husband calls me, my medallion has been revoked. Excuse me? For $230, they stopped my meter.
Wow, I didn't know they could
do that. Uber, oh yeah, they stopped your meter.
Go ahead, and Uber can what?
Crap. And Uber doesn't collect anything, does whatever they want. They pick in the street. They can do whatever the little heart desires.
Overcharge the passengers, charge them more than the drivers are being paid.
Do they take their license away? Do they take their cars away? So we're here being punished for paying over $1 million for a medallion and giving the MTA 50 cents, collecting for them. And let me tell you, even though the passenger pays for those 50 cents, it goes to a credit card. And through that credit card, I have to pay a fee to process that. So I'm collecting money for the city. And I'm paying out of my pocket to give the MTA 50 cents. And I'm paying out of my pocket for the 30 cents because everything is credit card now.
Gloria.
Where is this going? I wish I would have gotten a degree and be an attorney because I would be in those courts every day.
All right, Gloria, thank you so much.
Thank you.
And just for you folks to know, every yellow cab fare, there's a 50 cent and a 30 cent. Two surcharges, one goes to the MTA and one is for accessible vehicles. Just to let you know, the TLC meeting on Thursday, the proposed rules would permit any driver to renew an expired license up to 6 months after the driver license expiration date with a bunch of caveats, which I'm not going to get into now. I did want you to know that there are thousands of yellow fares awaiting at LaGuardia Airport. The busiest time is between 8 p.m. and 10:30 p.m., but planes start arriving in bulk at 4 p.m. right now. Okay, if you're looking to have a financially successful shift, Sunday evenings, right now, is the time to get to LaGuardia Airport. Now that Gridlock Sam cleaned it up for you, get to LaGuardia, okay? We ask that you listeners of the Taxi Dave Show, you yellow cab drivers, get to LaGuardia Airport on Sunday evenings. And the solution is you'll be making more money, okay? That's all I wanted to say. I wanted to get that in. And we have a guest with us, young man from down south, who's a great musician, and now he's getting into the little bit of the acting business. Jason D'Amico, welcome to the Taxi
Woo!
Dave Show.
Yeah.
Man, it's good to be back. Thanks for having me, man.
All right, so tell us two things. One thing I want to know about is you're running for this award again. You were once voted like the best musician down south, or... in your state?
Yeah, well, thanks to your help and your listeners' help, we were able to pull off Rock Male Artist of the Year for the Carolina Music Awards back in 2015.
Oh, wow.
So, they nominated... Yeah, we thank you. I really appreciate it. We've won this thing twice already, and we're trying to go for three or four.
How do they vote for you?
JasonDamico.com. That's JasonDamico. There's a prompt that shows right up. You can Google it. JasonDamico.com shows up right up on the homepage and click on that. Voting literally takes 15 seconds.
Well, we started that show with one of your new songs, Nice Rock and Beat. But now I understand, you know, you're going to become famous. You know, you're a great musician. You can play, you can mimic any of the great guitarists. I mean, whatever the toughest riff they can play, you play it. You don't even look at your chords or
awesome.
Look at your fingers.
Awesome.
You're great. You're a natural. But what is this I hear with Quantico and a little TV stardom now?
Yeah, well, you know, I've been an actor for as long as I've been playing music. You know, we've just been working it. You know, nonstop is from a career standpoint, you know, whatever takes off first. And they both, you know, are the entertainment business, those entities. So, yeah, I was able to, you know, be on the Quantico season finale of season two. That was great. That was back in New York a couple of months ago. and did a hair product commercial for Kiehl's Hair Products, which is great. So it's, you know, it's going great. You know, just working hard, Jason, grinding it out, just like yourself.
All right. So, you know, you're going to be famous soon. What's the name of your new album?
This single is No More Tears to Cry, and that is what the music video nomination is for, No More Tears to Cry. The song you guys just heard coming in. We've got a lot of new music coming out. I can't really get into it in the time we've got.
Yeah, we don't have much time.
No. But, I mean, if anybody's interested, hit me up on Instagram, Facebook, Snapchat. Is J. D'Amico Official. All those. And, again, the website, jasondamico.com. All of the social media is available there.
So tell us, what's next for you?
You know, that's a really good question. I'm just glad I can get up every day. Honestly, that's really what it comes down to. And I'm very grateful and blessed that I can play music and do what I do. You know,
good for you.
In the words of Keith Richards, I'm glad to be anywhere.
If you remember the 70s, you probably weren't there.
Exactly.
All right. Jason D'Amico, thanks for being on the Taxi Dave Show.
Best of luck to
Thank
you.
Thank all our listeners for making us the number one talker in New York City on Sunday nights. Jason, good luck. Hit his website. And I see the emails are coming in. You might have sent them 20 minutes ago, but they're starting to come in now. We'll have to read them next week. Anyway, I got to go now. Taxi! Hey, take me from Tribeca up to the Bronx, baby.